Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church, and I'm excited for you to be joining us on the study of the book of Colossians. May the Lord bless and challenge you as we seek to know the Master so that we can live His mission.
This is day 33 of your new life. Today's title is Clothes of the Christian. Maxie Dunham and Lloyd Ogilvie said, "It is not simply a matter of having a new lifestyle. It is being a new person." Our text today is Colossians 3, verses 12 through 17. "Put on, then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and, if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." Harrison's commentary gives an insightful look into how God clothes His children. When God creates a new man, instead of taking him to His glory home, He plays the part of tailor in providing suitable clothing for His son to wear. His dress must conform to His nature and purpose in life. So, the Father invites him into His robing room, not to make, but to take the articles of apparel most suited to His new person and station in life. Paul reiterates this thought with a list of clothing for the Christian. A brief look at each article of spiritual clothing will help us to be dressed for the witness He has called us to. This list is specifically relational. As God's children, He has clothed us with qualities that build up and unify His church. Let's look briefly at this list. Compassion. Genuine sensitivity and heartfelt sympathy for the needs of others. This is an attribute of God, who is described as compassionate and who acted so on our behalf. Kindness. Acting charitably, benevolently towards others, as God has done towards us. Kindness takes the initiative in responding generously to others' needs. Because believers have received kindness, we ought to act that way towards others. Humility, an attitude of self-esteem that is neither puffed up with pride nor self-deprecating. It is a true understanding of one's position with God. Meekness, humble, considerate of others, submissive to God and His word. Gentleness is not to be confused with weakness. Instead, it means consideration for others and a willingness to give up one's rights for the sake of another. Again, Christ is our example. Patience, long-suffering, or putting up with people who irritate us. You might have the right to retaliate, but choose patience instead. The Holy Spirit's work in us increases our endurance. In verse 13, Paul elaborated on the idea with which verse 12 ends. What does it mean to be patient or long-suffering towards others? Paul made two suggestions. We are to bear with each other, and we are to forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. To bear with each other means to put up with things we dislike in others. To forgive means to let go of what others have done to us. How can we do these things suggested in verse 13? How can we put up with things we don't like in others? How can we let go what others have done to us? We can do these things because this is what Jesus did for us. He put up with things in us He did not like. He let go of the things we have done to Him. Since He did that for us, we should be willing to do that for Him. Since He did that to us, we should be willing to do that for others. Forgive, Paul said, as the Lord forgave you. What does this look like? It means to put up with things we don't like in other people. It means to be willing to forgive. In verse 14, Paul emphasized the priority of love. Over all these, Paul said, put on love. He seems to be saying, love is the outer garment that brings everything else together. That's why Paul ends verse 14 with the concluding remark, which binds them all together in perfect unity. All of these other elements, of course, are manifestations of love. But love is more than any of these elements. Love is more than all these elements put together. Agape love, which is the term Paul used here, is the characteristic that identifies us with God. Through his love for us in Jesus Christ, we can be identified with God through all eternity. Through our love for others, we can be identified with God here on earth. We can be fully dressed in Christ when his presence rules our hearts and thankfulness fills our lives. Verse 16 explains how we live out God's command to put on Christ. His word must dwell richly in us. We must teach his word and praise his name to stay spiritually dressed. Verse 17 has been my life statement. It should be every believer's mission. We shouldn't do anything that we couldn't do in his name and for his glory. Questions. Look back over the list in verses 12 through 16 of the qualities that a Christian possesses. Which ones do you need to put on? We live in a world that is confused over the issues of tolerance and love. Apologist, author, and speaker Josh McDowell writes the following about tolerance versus love. Tolerance says, you must approve of what I do. Love responds, I must do something harder. I will love you even when your behavior offends me. Tolerance says, you must agree with me. Love responds, I must do something harder. I will tell you the truth because I am convinced the truth will set you free. Tolerance says, you must allow me to have my way. Love responds, I must do something harder. I will plead with you to follow the right way because I believe you are worth the risk. Tolerance seeks to be inoffensive. Love takes risks. Tolerance glorifies divisions. Love seeks unity. Tolerance costs nothing. Love costs everything. What are your thoughts on Josh McDowell's comments? As believers, it is essential that we dress spiritually for this world that we are in but not of. In order for God to make a difference through us, we must be clothed with Christ. How does verse 17 summarize all that we are to be and to do in Christ? Pray with me. Lord, as we look at the qualities you've called us to be, may they be more than superficial garments, but indications of the transformation that is taking place in us. Thank you for your sanctifying grace. In Jesus' name, amen.